John McMullen, welcome you to the latest John Mack Radio Rant. I'm going to be discussing in this segment the difference between the neighborhood I grew up in, Inwood, northern Manhattan, the northernmost tip of Manhattan, New York City, and the late 1940s, 1950s, and 1960s, with the same neighborhood 50 to 60 years later. I'll be having lunch there tomorrow with some old friends. We meet once a month at the restaurant known as the Piper's Kilt on the first Wednesday of every month. When we were younger, it was McSherry's restaurant. It still has terrific hamburgers. It's very clean, and I recommend it to all. When I grew up, it was an Irish Catholic Jewish neighborhood. And during that time, the Irish Catholic and the Jewish lads really didn't hang around together. The Irish Catholics, as we got older, got into card playing and to smoking and to drinking and to very heavy sports, because it was pre-pill, very strict Catholic days with no sex. So we drank a lot and we played a lot of sports. The neighborhood was a good neighborhood for children to grow up in. It was surrounded on three sides by water, the Harlem River to the east and to the north, and the mighty Hudson River on the west. Contained between streets and the Hudson River was this gigantic park, Inwood Hill Park, which is, of course, still there. And Inwood Hill Park has the only forest in New York City which contains caves, stone caves that the Indians lived in. And the Indians used to come back every year for a festival. It also contains the tulip tree, which is now just a rock. That's the place where the Manhattan Island was sold, supposedly by the Indians, to the Dutch. The park has ball fields, it has lawns, it has places to sit, it has basketball and tennis courts, it also has playgrounds. Now, in my day growing up, we could hang around in the playgrounds, and adults could sit there and they could talk to us. Now, adults can't go into the playground without having a child. Obviously, a concern for pedophilia. They also have very soft mats under the slides and the seesaws and the monkey bars. There's a concern now for safety that didn't exist when we were there. We also had Baker Field to our north, right by the Harlem River at the end of my street, Seaman Avenue. And Baker Field is the athletics facility for Columbia University. And one of the big challenges when we were young was sneaking into the football game, climbing over the fences, charging the gate, doing other things. It was also weird that we, during the summers, we climbed over the fence, we climbed up under the stands to underneath the broadcast booth, and we built our own clubhouse using their lumber and using our hammer, the nails, and our paint. They tore it down once, and we put it up again. Why did we do that? We did that because we could do things there that kept us away from adult eyes. We could smoke. We could stash comic books there. We could do other things. And we did the same thing, silly, by climbing up the rafters on the Henry Hudson Bridge or climbing down the rafters and going into a place called the Submarine Room, that we did the same things. That was next to the beach that was called VA or Various Beach, and the rock that people used to swim off called Slant Rock. Unfortunately, a fellow that little younger than me drowned there in the late 50s. So there wasn't all or less. The neighborhood now is both yuppie and upper middle class, and it's also lower middle class, mainly Dominican and Spanish, another part of the neighborhood. The apartment houses that I grew up in and my friends, they've all been steam cleaned. They've had changes. They've gone co-op. The most expensive apartment houses were in a complex called the Park Terrace Gardens that had high rises that also had penthouses, duplex penthouses. They went co-op in the mid to late 60s, and a friend of mine, my doctor now, bought a co-op there for $12,000. Not the initial price. The initial price was about $8,000. He had a duplex on the roof, and when he sold it, he sold it 8 years later from the 70s. Now they sell for $750,000. So the neighborhood has changed. The schools have changed. I went to the local Catholic grammar school, Good Shepherd, and the tuition came out of the collection plate. And the staff was mainly religious, the nuns and brothers, who did not get salaries. Money went into the orders, and the orders took care of them necessities. They fed them, they clothed them, and they all wore the same clothes, and they provided health care when it was needed. As religious vocations dried up, they had to be replaced by lay teachers, very often who had families, and had to receive health care, and had to make real salaries. At the same time, the Catholic population changed to mainly Dominicans who could not afford high tuitions. So now the challenge there is to raise scholarship money and to do other things. And it's been a very good job. Some people that I grew up with have pledged millions of dollars. So it's still a tight neighborhood. When they were changed ethnically, the Paulus Fathers, who staffed Good Shepherd Church at the time, were instrumental in keeping the parish together. They brought in Spanish-speaking priests. They had Spanish masses. They had English masses. And I was down there shortly after 9/11. There was a parade through the neighborhood that I was able to carry the American flag through the parade. And it finished in Good Shepherd Church, packed to the gills, and it was just a tremendous feeling of comradeship. When I walk through the neighborhood, I have the same feeling of well-being. There are stores that aren't there anymore. There was a drugstore at the corner of 218 Street and Indian Road that faced out Inwood Park. That's been replaced by a very, very nice upscale a wine and food place with plug-in for laptops with good food. There are many, the drugstore that was right across from the Piper's Kilt expanded after a fire, and they actually have an ice cream coffee bar there, which is unusual in present-day New York. They also provide space for poetry reading once a month, and they provide basement space for Jewish worship. There are no more synagogues in Inwood. There is a Mormon temple in the neighborhood now, which there wasn't. There is no longer the Lutheran church. I was in many of these religious places because I was kind of a basketball whore. I played ball for Good Shepherd CYO, for the local Episcopalian church, and in leagues at the Jewish Center. I remember once having a sprained ankle playing at the Episcopal church. When the minister came over, I didn't know what to call him, whether he was called Father or Reverend. So I just kind of grunted at him when he was asking me how my ankle was. But I expect a wonderful time at lunch tomorrow. There'll be people still in the neighborhood. There'll be people from Westchester. There'll be people from New Jersey. Sometimes there are people from from Tennessee, from Washington, D.C., from California, people that happened to be passing through. It was a good neighborhood then, and I hope it will still be a good neighborhood in the next 50 years. And the luncheons are the first Wednesday of every month at the Piper's Kilt. All you have to do is drop in. My email address is johnmac13, that's johnmac13@gmail.com. The website that lists these broadcasts and my Sunday night, the longer interview shows, John Mac's radio, the John Mac radio show, is available at my web home, www.johnmac13.com. I hope you'll join us on Sunday evenings for some of the broadcasts. My interviews have included authors, religious leaders, politicians, just very interesting people, ex-FBI agents, federal judges, ex-federal prosecutors. So, until then, this is John McMullen saying thanks for listening. It's John McMullen welcoming you to the latest. It's John McMullen.
This is my first, and that's not working. This is my first recorded show where I began and to record, testing out to see whether I'd be able to do remotes. With the exception of the most recent glitch, which was due to me hitting the button twice that I shouldn't have hit it at all, things seem to have worked out very well. So that gives me one more dimension that I can do. So right now, I'm going to ask East Side, West Side to take us off.
East Side, West Side, all around the town. The top and ring are rosy. London Bridge is falling down.
And I hope to see you Sunday night, but have you hear me?